So to begin with, I want to look a little bit at the difference between causality and conditionality, and the implications for acting on these as paradigms in terms of the way we view the world. So causality was expounded by Descartes and others of his time, and is often known as Cartesian thinking. And this moved from a holistic understanding of the world to a mechanistic one, where there is direct cause and effect. So A causes B. You chop down a tree, you process it, and you get paper at the other end. So this sees the world as being machine-like. There's a direct relationship between input and outcome. It led to us understanding that we could control the world from the outside, that we were in charge, that we were separate from the world. In fact, as superior beings, we could dominate the world by our superior intellect. And the world was there for man to have dominion over. Systems theory looks at the interplay of conditions which make up the world we live in. And conditionality means that there are lots of different things going on that lead to a lot of other different things going on. So in a straight materialistic sense, you can chop down a tree and you process it to make newspaper, but it also destroys habitat of living beings by chopping down the tree. It uses chemicals that have an effect on the environment. It uses water, which decreases the flow in the river, which means plants are affected, which means we have waste, etc., etc. So it means that one thing triggers a lot of different other things. And this conditionality can not only be seen in the material world, but also in culture and society and our consciousness. So it makes a lot of different things understandable. But it's a paradigm shift, and it's very different from the one that we are used to using in the world. And it has certain properties. So I won't go into this in a lot of detail because I just don't have time. But it's important to know that all systems are wholes in themselves, okay? And all systems fit into larger systems. So, for instance, I'm composed of cells, which make up my organs, which make up me, and I'm part of my family, and my family is part of society. And all of those are systems within themselves which are connected to other systems. And it's very difficult to affect one without affecting another. Things don't happen in isolation. All open systems have self-generated goals. Okay, so a red blood cell, its self-generated goal would be to carry oxygen around the body. So we all have a purpose, okay? There's a goal at the centre of that system. And there are feedback mechanisms operating on that system which actually increase or decrease a derivation from the goal at the centre of that system. And there are two kinds. There are self-stabilising, which decreases the impact of anything that's slightly untoward within the system. So it strengthens the goal. And there are self-changing feedback systems, which means that the system evolves in complexity. And the system that evolves in complexity is the one that will trigger evolution. In personal terms, it's how we learn. And at all levels is change-producing. And this self-changing, this change-producing feedback exists at a point of instability within a system. So the system has to be a bit unstable. And not only can it lead to change, but it can lead to the collapse of that system when a new balance can't be achieved for some reason. So I have a mechanism in my body which regulates my temperature. My capillaries open if I'm too hot, or I shiver if I'm too cold. But if neither of those are working very well, I may end up with a fever. The system may break down and not work anymore. And all systems have what are known as emergent properties, which are dependent on the conditions and the relationships between them. And the systems are not reducible to parts, and they are more than the sum of the parts. For instance, the wetness of water cannot be predicted by the qualities of oxygen and hydrogen. When oxygen and hydrogen come together, water is something completely different. And these emergent properties can be unpredictable, literally. You cannot predict them. And this is the process in synergy. So when things just work together, you just don't really know quite what's going to happen. You're not in charge.